Hi everyone, I'm Lily, and I run a fashion blog that mixes contemporary youth clothing with 1920s vintage styles. It's a bit of a niche, but I absolutely love it. People often ask me how I got into this. I'd initially thought my older sister would be my biggest influence, since she works in retail, or maybe a famous designer I'd read about. But actually, it was my history teacher who sparked the idea by showing us some fascinating photographs from a century ago during a lesson on the Roaring Twenties. Once I decided to focus on the 1920s, I had to immerse myself in the era. People usually assume I was drawn to the glamorous movies from that decade, as they are visually stunning. In fact, it was the jazz music of the time that really captured my imagination and naturally led me to explore the fashion associated with it. Finding the right clothes was my next hurdle. When looking for authentic garments, you might expect me to scour expensive antique shops in the city centre or hunt through local markets on the weekends. However, the best pieces I've found were actually hiding in our attic, carefully packed away in a trunk by my great-grandmother. When I started posting, I needed a standout piece to catch people's attention. I initially bought a beautiful velvet jacket, but it didn't photograph very well. Instead, a stunning beaded dress became the focal point of my most successful early article, getting hundreds of comments from new readers. Speaking of photography, the visual element of a blog is crucial. I experimented a lot at first. I tried shooting in bright sunlight, and then I bought some artificial studio lamps to get a clean look. Yet I soon realised that playing with shadows gave the photos that authentic, moody 1920s atmosphere I was looking for. The main concept of my blog is blending these historical pieces with modern teenage fashion. It took some trial and error. I tried combining old skirts with new trainers, but it just looked odd. What really worked flawlessly was adding 1920s hair accessories to modern everyday outfits, like jeans and casual t-shirts. It adds a touch of glamour without looking like a historical costume. Colour palettes are also incredibly important when doing this. Teenagers today often love neon colours or tend to stick to basic black. But for my specific style, silver seems to be the most effective colour for bridging the gap between the two distinct eras, pulling the whole look together seamlessly. Of course, dealing with vintage garments has its challenges. Some old clothes are quite delicate and easily damaged. At first, I thought I'd need to hire a professional tailor, or maybe take a long textiles course at college. Luckily, my aunt gifted me a sewing machine, which solved all my repair problems and let me alter things to fit properly. Building an audience has been incredibly rewarding. I initially targeted fashion students, thinking they'd appreciate the historical angle. It turned out, though, that members of a local drama club became my most dedicated followers, regularly using my site for costume ideas and sharing it with their friends. Looking to the future, I have a few ideas up my sleeve. I certainly don't want to open a physical boutique just yet, and writing a book feels a bit too ambitious right now. My next goal is actually to launch an online magazine dedicated to vintage youth culture, expanding beyond just clothing. I can't wait to see where this journey takes me.